The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, living in Spain teaching English, Molly Guidra decided it was time to reconnect with something that she had left behind in Ireland, and that was Anguilla. And now, over 200,000 Instagram followers later, she's released an On Post Irish Book Award nominated Gaeilge Guide to help bring people back to our native language, which they may have fallen out of love with. Where? In school. Agus tá Molly os mochoranish tá falte roth.
Gurv míle magat.
Now, first of all, I have to apologise for mispronouncing your name, because I said later we'll be talking to Molly Guidra.
Yeah.
You're not, you're Guidra, and it's an Irish name.
Sinné, yeah, so it is. It's from Tipperary. There's not many Guidras in Ireland, but that's part of the journey. You know, it's anglicised. It loses all meaning when it's made into gobbledygook. So I love the surname Guidra, but yeah, it would be Nick Guidra. Oscailge, and it comes from gyodr, meaning haste, or even rambler or traveller.
So you had a runner in the family way back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Nick Guidra became Guidra.
Sinné, that's it. Yeah.
Sinné. Now, tell me about your own love affair with the Irish language. I mean, you went to school, you're a Dublin girl, you went to school in Dublin. What was the teaching of Irish like in your school?
Well, it was good, you know. It was really fun in primary school. A lot of the instructions would have been through Irish. And then moving into secondary school, like for a lot of people, I think it's very relatable. It becomes just over scullia, an exam subject, and a lot of pressure. And
the target is the exam, isn't it?
That's it. So people feel like, I'll leave that behind me now. I can't wait to get that over and done with. And yet, it is our native indigenous language, and there's so much that we don't know. People spend 14 years at school not realising that there is no word for yes or no in Irish. There is no verb to have, no verb to know, no verb to like. So there's all this richness and beauty and poetry in the language that I love to explore and I'm very curious about.
Now, you did have a little bit of Irish in the family because your grandmother spoke Irish.
Yes. So my grandmother was part of An Uaige, the hosteling institution or organisation, and she used to cycle the length and breadth of the country and speak Irish, and she would sprinkle in a couple of fuckle, you know, like Grawmore, big love. So I was reflecting on this. It wasn't just the use of Irish, but just her praise in general, you know, that Irish shanakal, Mullan Oiga agus Chuckishi, praise the youth and she will flourish. And I think this has really kind of come into my teaching practice and how I relate to my students. And they say, you know, we really believe we can do it.
I know. Irish is too hard, they say. But you point out that in terms of the irregular verbs, Irish has very few.
Exactly.
English has how many?
220.
How many do we have?
11. So okay. There's all these things.
So the rules are by and large the same, with the exception of these 11. The rules for verbs are always the same.
The thing is, yeah, it's a very patterned, logical, consistent and highly satisfying language to learn. Like, having taught English for over 15 years, English is orthographically deep, meaning it's incredibly irregular. You know, you never know what's coming next. There's all these exceptions. Whereas Irish is very beautifully patterned and actually kind of logical and nearly predictable in a lot of ways.
I mean, a classic example would be a lot of Irish people would say, I done that.
Yeah. So we're blamed for our bad English, you know, Amant I the big Egypt, stuff like that. And it's not bad English. And it takes us a while to release that shame or that kind of misconception that that is just Hiberno English, the way we speak influenced by Irish.
Yeah. And the question, though, I was going to getting back to those irregular verbs. I mean, the different past tenses and conditional tenses in the English language with so many words, so different. And even then, the other day we were talking about what people would call Magdalen College, but that's called Magdalen.
Yeah.
It's spelt Magdalen, but it's called Magdalen. And there's all these sort of things going on in English that we don't have in Irish.
That's it. I think it takes native English speakers a while to kind of get their head around the fact that Ischanga Elai, it's a different language. And, you know, it's well worth the challenge. It's so fulfilling. I think people are really craving that authenticity and that connection with identity and heritage.
Now, you use Bertie Ahern.
Yes.
in one of your little aid memoirs, I suppose. Explain.
Exactly. So there are 11 irregular verbs, but in fact, there are only 6 that are super irregular. And those are be, abir, fec, fi, che, and jain. So Bertie Ahern, Fianna Fáil, TD. So there's a little mnemonic. So I say Bertie Ahern, you know, our Taoiseach, our chief, when I was a Colleen Oak, when I was a young girl. And Fianna Fáil actually means warriors of destiny. And I don't think a lot of people know that. That would be an incredible marketing tool for them. But TD, as you know, Teach the Dála. And then the other five irregular verbs you could remember: cute bear, tis Irish terrain, because Ireland looks like, the terrain of Ireland looks like, yeah, a cute bear. So these kind of tricks and, you know, techniques work.
If only we had them at school.
Sinead, that's it. But like I say to people, you know, Irish is not just for school. So many people come to me, I wish I learned like this. I wish I could speak Irish. I wish I heard more Irish spoken. I wish Ireland was bilingual. I tell them, you're not dead yet. You know, you have the chance.
Now, most people have a bit and it's buried in there and they've forgotten it. But the part of the reason is that it was never much fun to do at school. In my school with the Christian Brothers, it was the language of the classroom. We did maths through Irish. We did history and geography through Irish. We didn't do French through Irish or Latin through Irish, but mathematics through Irish, which caused me problems when I went to engineering because I only knew the mathematical terms Oscailge.
Wow.
And my lectures were in English, you know, so it took a little while to realise exactly what that meant and so on and so forth. But there was little fun in Irish.
Yeah, I think the way forward is introducing the culture that is so, you know, alive within the language, the etymology, the mythology, the songs, the stories, and this connection with who we are as a people, because it really is exemplifying in every word that there is a world within those words. It's so onomatopoeic. It's so attuned to our humour and our tenderness and our empathy as well.
And of course, you mentioned Hiberno English. Kieran Cuddy, now departed from this parish, always said, John is just after texting. Thashe Trish, you know, yeah. Texter, a chorus chach. I mean, it's straight from the Irish.
Exactly. It's a direct translation. And that's a great shortcut that Irish people have because we know how that sounds. Like, you know, she's only after giving out to me for being bold. These kind of things. We can think about those structures, you know, says she to me, says I to her. And I tell students, you know, international students, that's one of the quickest ways to understand the structure of Irish. Think in Hiberno English or spend time even listening to Irish TV shows.
Okay, so that can be a help, knowing that someone's after doing something.
Yeah.
Will actually, if you translate that literally, you get the Irish version.
Exactly, Tomé Tréish. And there's all these amazing features of the language, you know, that we don't have a present perfect or a past perfect. We're saying something is done by me or I'm just after doing. And I think these are so fascinating, not just for people learning Irish, but anyone who's interested in language or culture or words in general. You know, the power that words hold are so important.
Now, Seanochal literally means old word, and it refers to those phrases, those little mantras that our forefathers used to throw out. They're very useful, aren't they, in terms of learning a language?
Definitely. I think they shine a light or they give us these indigenous insights on morality and society and togetherness. You know, there's so many beautiful ones about community, like, you know, or Ska Chela Warren Nadini, you know, people live in each other's shadows, or Marin Cree Aedrum Ivads, like a light heart lives long, or Isminica Vrish Bail Dinna Ahrone, like it's often someone's mouth broke their nose. So they're very witty and memorable. And it's a nice way to kind of, yeah, increase your fluency or your Severus na Teanga, your richness in the language.
Now, sometimes you hear Irish misused and it offends people who actually speak the language. But I mean, part of the difficulty is that you say there is no word for yes, there is no word for no. For example, you give on snovantu, do you swim? And you can say sha, although people do.
People do, and that's grand. I mean, is fiar gaelge vrish than oberle cleiste. Broken Irish is better than
clever
English. Yeah. But yes, I mean,
the answer to that is snoven me. I do snoven me.
Yeah, and this repetition of the question, this helps us process language on a much deeper level. So when we're saying, are you Molly? I am. Do you live in Dublin? I do. Have you got a brother? I have. So this really creates an intimacy in conversation that psychologists use. You know, it's very powerful. You can't pretend to be listening.
Now, here we are. Just as we were talking about, there's a text coming in. Is the Irish for yes not tó? Although I went to Irish primary school, I always thought yes was sha.
So tá is a verb meaning is, am, are.
Yeah.
So when the question is on will, it'll be tá or kneel. So very common misconception, but tá really just means is, am, are. So
I say, where there's a will. If you said, do you have a bike?
Yeah.
I could say simply tá.
Yeah, Because the question is on will.
And I'm implying ta weisigal agum. Or ruhr, you might say, but weisigal in the west of Ireland. My kids are in an Irish school now. It's amazing to see how quick they're learning it. That's from Jack in Mullingar.
Yeah, I mean, I often say to my students, it's possible at any age. There is this sponge-like quality to children's learning. But at the same time, you can learn at any stage of your life. And it's just that we forget when we're kids. We make mistakes. We stumble over words. We're messing up things. And, you know, people give you the time and the space to learn. So that's really the thing, patience and practice.
In 2024, the Office of the Commissioner for Irish Language Rights, Oifig an Chomisinéire Teanga, reported that public bodies spent 14.2 million on Irish language advertising in that year, of which 3.8 million was on Irish language media. The cross-border agency Furas na Gaeilge had an approved budget of 16.5 million for 2024. Why not spend that money sending transition year students to the Gaeltacht for a month's immersion? Because it really is the only way to learn.
That's a good point. I agree. Immersion is important. I myself was kicked out of the Gaeltacht when I was 13 for speaking English. Ocht vocal las perla, so 8 words in English. But it does work, I think, you know, and to create that atmosphere of effort and finding sauce of Sanirocht, finding satisfaction in the effort. But with media and advertising, you know, on the walk here, I saw 5 or 6 Irish language signs in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's a bit of a missed teaching opportunity. Have them all bilingual. Everyone needs to see the English and the Irish next to each other because not everyone is fluent. Everyone has the chance.
It's like watching a movie with subtitles.
Exactly.
You have the subtitles in your favourite language, which might be English, and then you hear the dialogue and it is a teaching vehicle.
It's more inclusive. That's the thing. It's a missed teaching opportunity not to put bilingual subtitles on all of Irish television.
Could you ask your guest, how is the letter S properly pronounced, Oscuelge? Is it the same in English as S or is it with a sh sound? So many Irish words seems to be pronounced with a sh sound, but is this correct or is it just an accent thing? It has always perplexed me.
Keshtwa, good question. So the S has two sounds. When it is slender, slender vowels are I and E. So when its closest vowels are slender, for example, in the word Seamus, in the boy's name Seamus, it'll sound like sh or like shuppa, shop, S-I-O-P-A. Yeah. But when it's next to A, O or U,
sosta.
They're broad sounds. Exactly, sosta, happy, or sail, life. So those two sounds, sh when it's slender and s when it's broad.
This one, is there a book that teaches someone how to speak Irish phonetically? I'm a blow-in. I'd love to learn Irish, but I have no idea how to pronounce the words.
Yes, the Gaeilge Guide. So I have a full pronunciation guide with phonetics, and my courses also include audio and video and exercises and daily speaking practice as well.
Now, the question of listening to the language and getting an opportunity to hear it. I mean, I hear kids from the Gael School sometimes if I'm on the Dart and, you know, they might be speaking Oscuelge. And it's very much the Dublin Gaeltacht. I mean, it's not, you wouldn't think they're from the west of Ireland or from Donegal or from the Kerry Gaeltacht. They're from the South Dublin Gaeltacht.
Yes. And I think, you know, this is something we have to get over. Like when I started teaching Irish, I had all this feeling of inadequacy or imposter syndrome. And there is no word for imposter syndrome, Oscuelge, which is nice. But I feel all of Ireland used to be a Gaeltacht. You know, we are Gaelgori. We just haven't had the opportunity or the right teaching method. So we need a mindset. It's all a mindset issue. And anyone can learn and you can speak in whatever accent you want. Of course, it's beautiful to adopt a certain dialect, to obviously work on your slender or sounds, on your, you know, ch sound, instead of saying Taoiseach, to say Taoiseach. And really work on that.
You don't pronounce the CH at the end.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Because Taoiseach. I say Taoiseach, but in Donegal, they say Taoiseach.
Oh, yeah. That's nice, too. But I mean, as long as you're not saying k, you know.
The T is a bit difficult for some people, you know, a 33 and a third.
Yeah, I think that's because we pronounce TH in Irish, like, you know, it's an aspirated.
But we have that Taoiseach is the same as.
True.
It's really kind of like.
Similar.
Like Thames, isn't it?
Exactly, the soft sound, yeah.
My household is primarily bilingual. We speak English and Urdu, but my kids are doing so well in Irish. My 12-year-old is the best Irish speaker in his class. I'm learning the language on Duolingo right now. I think being already bilingual is helping us with the new language. Well done to all the teachers in my kids' school. That's from Sadia.
Oh, that is so beautiful to hear. I think that's another reason why the language is flourishing. You know, Ireland is more multilingual than ever. It's more accepting. So I think people are waking up to also the devastating potentiality of language loss, that when you lose a language, you know, Ireland is, or Irish is listed as definitely endangered on the UNESCO Atlas of World Languages. And the next stage is vulnerable, and then we're at safe. So we're working our way towards vulnerable. And that's beautiful because it is an act of vulnerability to speak our language.
A final texter says, I had to learn Irish to be a teacher here as I'm from Scotland. And I got great learning. I don't like the use of learning in that way. But anyway, I got great learning from road signs and place names.
Yes, the Lug Anam Nacha, you know, these place names really open our eyes to what the place means. Like, I grew up near Glenageary, and Glaun na Gaorach means Glen of the Sheep. You know, the geographical features, you know, the inhabitants of the area. But Glenageary means nothing. So people say Irish is a dead language, or it's gobbledygook, or it's backwards. But actually, Irish makes a lot of sense. It's anglicised Irish that makes no sense.
And then you see a housing estate called Hazelcroft Grove. You know, what does that mean? Anyway, look, it's a terrific book. The Gaeilge Guide, it's called Spark Your Connection to the Irish Language and Legacy. And it's written by Molly Guidera.
Gurv Míle Maagat, Pat.
Gurv Míle Maagat. Agus Slán.
Slán.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.